This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight, it's me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And, Chris, you've had a story that you've brought in for a couple of weeks that I'm hoping we actually get to tonight. I'm hoping, and, you know, barring anything unusual, we will get to. Apparently, the Vermont Department of Revenue has been contacting people because you've not paid a use tax. We'll jump into it in a bit, and I can almost guarantee that most people... your average person has probably never heard of a use tax. They're like, what's a use tax? Well, we'll tell you. But the New York Police Department made history yesterday. Historic day for the New York Police Department. And not necessarily good history. For the first time ever, the New York Police Department made public body cam video showing a fatal police shooting involving some of their officers, and the patrolmen's union, they're not happy. They've actually criticized the decision as, quote, jeopardizing the officers' due process rights. The NYPD, which is the largest police department in the United States, has been slower than some other law enforcement agencies to adopt body cameras, and only a fraction of its officers even have them. Now, we could talk at length about whether body cameras are good or bad, and there are definitely, from a civil liberties aspect, there are pros and there are cons. And if you want to discuss the pros and cons, you're free to do so. 855-450-FREE. Now, I've been an open critic of police body cameras. Because, and Chris, I think I know where you stand of, you like the idea of police transparency, and I'm all in favor of that. My opposition to police body cameras is the fact that this is basically 24-hour roving surveillance. If somebody were to suggest, hey, let's do what London did and put up more video cameras than we have. People have them on every street corner, pointing in every direction. Civil libertarians would lose their damn minds. But if we put these security cameras on people and things that move around the city constantly, and they're streaming 24 hours a day... Well, civil liberty. Well, that's transparency. No, it's just surveillance by another name. Now, so far, there have been no indications that anyone sitting in a control room somewhere is watching the live streams of whatever's on these cameras, assuming there is a live stream, and looking to see if people are jaywalking. They're not, yet that we know of, using facial recognition to, see if there's something that the police officer did not catch. But that's always a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think there's the cons and the negatives to it. On a counterpoint to being constant surveillance, which I totally agree with you on and I don't like, the alternative... Well, there's two thoughts on this. One, the alternative is that, we only have surveillance video, right? And the other thing is, cops can also turn them off. They can they can manipulate them. There's other things. So they'll probably never even get that, evidence that they actually do something wrong.
Right. Well,
so
there was, where was it? Baltimore recently, where they had the video because there's the sort of delay in the way the system is set up to where, you know, it's constantly, quote unquote, filming, but it doesn't actually write to the hard drive until they press a button and then it, you know, for the last 30 seconds. And because the cops hadn't, you know, necessarily realized, oh, there's 30 seconds previous to me pressing the button here, they were planting drugs, pressing the button, and then, oh, well, what do you see here? Oh, we found some stuff. But the video camera showed them place it there. All right, go, and then, you know, immediately find it.
That's
and
great.
Then the, I think it was the chief of police, might have been the head of the union, said that, the officers need more training.
Wow.
Which, you know, interpret that to mean they need to learn how to plant drugs better.
Right.
Not they need to learn to not plant drugs. They need to learn how to plant drugs better.
And you wonder why nobody has any faith in the police, the government these days.
So getting back into the story from Reuters, the footage, and again, out of New York, where the NYPD, again, for the first time ever, released police camera footage of police killing a man. The footage shows officers opening fire and killing a man whom they said was armed with a knife and a fake gun. Fake gun. Fake. It wasn't a real gun. It was a fake gun. But they shot him nonetheless in the his Bronxboro house on September 6th. Police opened fire after pleading with the man, 31-year-old Miguel Richards, to disarm himself during a 12-minute standoff. Molly Covell, a senior staff attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union, the New York affiliate of the ACLU, said it was not clear to her that Richards had raised his hand towards the officers before they opened fire, as the officers said in a statement. So police claimed, well, he had this gun-like weapon in his right hand. He raised that towards the officers. But that's not what the video shows.
Yeah, they did, they say that for pretty much anything in your hand, like even if you have a camera that's clearly a camera. So, I don't know. It's hard to believe them.
She says, regardless, the video reveals that officers need better training on how to reduce tensions when dealing with emotionally disturbed people. And I think that's definitely the understatement of the year, that police need to have better training on how to reduce tensions, how to de-escalate, because it seems that, you know, so often they escalate situations. The video, Covell says, the video is a really good example of why the public deserves to see the body camera videos, because it's an important window into these encounters, and the public needs to decide if the training is adequate. Police departments, again, this from Reuters, they're saying police departments around the country have embraced body cams as a way of protecting officers from unjust accusations, which to some extent is true in places. Berkeley comes to mind, where in, I think it was like the year and a half after they introduced body cams on the police officers, the complaint or the number of complaints against officers wound up dropping precipitously. So we don't know if it's because the cops started being on better behavior, or if people knew, well, if I file a complaint, then, you know, the video is going to show something different. So it's one of those things that, I mean, you don't really know why the number of reports wound up dropping, but, you know, it's a statistic that you can look at to see that the number of reports do wind up dropping. Reuters continues, while civil liberties advocates have championed the technology as a way to ensure that the rights of suspects are protected. And if that's why they're using the cameras to, you know, make sure, we accuse so-and-so, but the video shows something else, and, well, not guilty, that's fine. But if they're using it, as I suspect they probably will at some point, as just roving surveillance to go through, oh, well, would you look at that? We identified this person as so-and-so, and he was jaywalking, so give him, we'll mail a ticket to him. This person, the officer passed this same spot five times over 3.5 hours. That car has been parked in that two-hour parking spot, so we're now just going to mail them a parking ticket.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of concerns, and again, some of these are, a little out there of only possibilities. It's not things that are being done yet, but they're possibilities. They're not mailing people tickets.
They've got automatic number plate recognition systems on cop cars, not maybe in New Hampshire, but they
do
in another
cop car. I'm talking about the body cameras. They don't have them on the body cameras.
Fair enough.
Yet. That we know of.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We're talking about the body cam footage, actually turned into sort of a broader conversation about body cameras worn by police officers. More from the story from Reuters out of New York City that we'll get into in just a second. But before we do, I've got a very important question. Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Well, only about 10% of people are. And there's actually more bad news. But don't worry, there's also some good news that I will get into. The bad news is a preponderance of research shows that you really need about 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in its raw form. But don't worry, you don't need to sit down next to a gallon bucket of bananas and potatoes and apples. You can actually wind up getting all of your servings here, and I'll tell you how, but only about 1% of the entire population gets that 10 servings per day. What do you get for doing that? Well, you get protection against obesity, protection against heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. I've been getting my servings, and I want you to do it as well, but here's a secret. We're going to cheat. Again, you don't need to get that gallon bucket of fruits and veggies. You just get some fruit and veggie total. It's made from the same people that make Whole Food Multi-Complete. So join me in the worthy goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. Get yourself some fruit and veggie total, and if you use coupon code FTL, you will save 10%. Plus, you get a free shaker bottle with your order. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL. Back to the story from Reuters. Again, New York police, for the first time ever, yesterday released police body cam video of a fatal police shooting. The New York Civil Liberties Union is applauding the decision, saying, hey, this is very important because it winds up giving the public some information on whether or not they think that the police are being trained adequately. You look at what happened. Do you believe that the police responded appropriately here? The president of the police or the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, which is the police union, Patrick Lynch, issued a statement saying that releasing the video, quote, sets a dangerous precedent that jeopardizes police officers' due process rights and confidentiality protections under state law.
Was he charged?
I don't believe so. I think the article just says that there's an investigation. It doesn't say that there was necessarily any kind of charge, which makes the statement a little more dubious of, you're violating his due process. But he wasn't actually charged with a crime. Or if he was, that's not being reported to the media.
Yeah.
A representative for the police department did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the union's criticism or the comments by the New York Civil Liberty Union staff attorney. Police, now about the actual incident from September 6th, police went to the apartment of Miguel Richards after his landlord called police saying, hey, I've not seen one of my tenants in a while. So basically, it's sort of a welfare check sort of thing. Hey, I've not seen my tenant, not answering the door, blah, 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 blah. Can you go make sure he's all right? Officers found Richards holding a knife in his left hand with his right hand behind his back, clasping what later turned out to be a fake gun. Video footage taken from multiple cameras shows officers repeatedly commanding Richards to drop the knife and whatever he was holding in his right hand. Richards was standing behind his bed in his room as police watched from the doorway. One of the officers says, I don't want to shoot you if you have a fake gun in your hand. You hear me, but I will shoot if it's real. Slow motion video released by the New York Police Department appeared to show movement of the right arm just before police fired. Again, police statements say that he actually raised his hand at them with that fake gun, but the video does not show him raising his hand, just that his arm moved.
Wow.
Richards died at the scene. An investigation is currently open. So, again, no information as to whether any of these officers have actually been charged, but the police union guy is saying that just releasing the video is damaging the due process rights of the officers.
You know what's funny about that statement is cops are constantly saying how they can't identify or know whether a gun is real or not. They can't identify whether it's real or not, like from by looking at it from, you know, a little bit of a distance. How if all I saw was him move his arm and they clearly said they did not know whether he had a gun or whether it was real or not, how can they justify shooting?
I'm guessing they're going to say they feared for their lives, and all of the other stuff. The same reason they wind up shooting people's dogs. Feared for my life. I can't tell you how many times the mail lady, the lady that delivers mail, the United States postal worker that delivers mail to the studio here, she's not a fan of dogs. But yet she has never shot Jazzy the studio dog. She'll actually pet Jazzy, tell Jazzy she's a good girl, and half the time give her a treat or a snack. But she's also said that she's not really a fan of dogs, but she never shoots the studio dog. But yet, repeatedly we hear stories about, you know, police showing up to a scene, and a dog was standing on the other side of the basement and barked, and, oh, well, feared for my life, got to shoot the poodle.
Yeah, it's not even the top 10 riskiest jobs in America, and yet somehow safety, right? It just seems like such a poor excuse.
Firefighters actually run into danger.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, this is not to say, and we had a fairly lengthy discussion on the show last night about police. This is not to say that, you know, we don't want there to be police. Now, we think that there could be, I'm speaking for myself here, and I think, you know, most of the hosts largely agree here to, you know, slightly different extents. Police could definitely do a much better job of actually, you know, going after people that have committed real crimes. Not the things of, you violated something in statute, blah-da-da-da, because you possess a plant that we don't want you to possess. Well, there's no victim there. But if I were to go over to your house, Chris, and break in and steal a bunch of computers and then shoot you, that's an actual crime. That's what should be investigated. Those are the things that should be prosecuted, not somebody sitting on their couch, smoking a plant, having a good time.
Violent
your
crime.
Calls and thoughts, welcome, or anything with victim. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And even though we're a nationally syndicated radio show, meaning we're actually on broadcast radio, we also have a podcast. And you can find that on, like, iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, any sort of pod catcher. But something that will actually wind up really helping us out and moving us up the list of, you know, when people go to, like, the talk category or politics or type in libertarian, is if you like the show, leave us a rating and a review. And then, you know, like, algorithms wind up, oh, there are more people that have reviewed this, so then it shows up higher in the list. So if you like the show, leave us a rating, leave us a review. Again, iTunes and Stitcher are probably the two most popular. There might be others. The app that I use on my phone for downloading podcasts doesn't allow me to rate podcasts in the app. So, you know, like, I don't know how I can necessarily do it, and other than, you know, just, like, go to Stitcher.com and search something. I don't have an Apple device, so I can't leave an iTunes review, but a lot of people do use Apple. And I think that's still the number one podcast, you know, like, search engine sort of thing. But again, just leave us ratings, leave us reviews, and, you know, if you're listening on the radio, that's great as well. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. And after several weeks of waiting to find out exactly what is happening in Vermont with the, is it the State Department of Revenue here?
It says tax department sending letters to 20,000 Vermonters.
Probably Department of Revenue. You know, it might be some different name, but you know,
yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Basically who collects taxes. And in Vermont, again, you know, this tax department sending out letters to people for violating a use tax law that, again, most people probably have never heard of a use tax.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing to explain what that is. And by the way, it is the Department of Taxes, apparently.
Okay, so can you explain, before jumping into the article, can you explain a use tax? If not, I can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So basically a use tax is a... Okay, so normally you have a sales tax where you go in and then whoever you're...
In most states, luckily for us, we live in New Hampshire,
right,
where we don't have one of those.
Right. So usually when you go into a store, at the bottom of your receipt, you'll see, you know, some sort of sales tax.
Right.
And basically what a use tax is when you don't pay a sales tax. And that might happen like when you go online and you order from Amazon. Although actually Amazon might be actually collecting sales tax now, for some states at least. But other places
You go, another example would be if you purchase something from the Sears and Roebuck catalog, because that's still a thing.
Is it?
It technically, yes, it still exists. Or let's say you buy something from Walmart.com.
Right.
Or Newegg, and you can actually find affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com for Walmart and Newegg. You buy something from one of those sites. Chances are that item is crossing a state line, so no sales tax.
Well... No, it's a little more complicated than that. It depends on whether or not the business has an operation of some sort. It's called Nexus. And if they have some sort of Nexus to your state and your state has a sales tax, then they have to collect it. But if they don't have a Nexus, then they don't have to collect it, in which case you're supposed to pay a use tax, assuming your state has a sales tax.
Right. And, you know, this is, as I understand it, this is what is generally referred to as the catalog exemption to sales tax.
Yeah.
Of if an item crosses a state line from the distribution center, and a lot of the bigger companies now, they're trying to, we can guarantee that you'll get the item the next day. And the only way they can really do that is to have distribution centers in the vast majority of states. So, you know,
right.
that's where the whole thing of it might not be crossing a state line because the distribution center might be in your state. So, you know, without getting into, you know, like too technical of the dynamics of, well, they have a headquarters per, you know, article, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, basically if the item crosses the state line from when you purchase it until it arrives in your house, then... For the most part, there's not going to be sales tax collected on the item. Again, for the most part. And if your state has a sales tax and sales tax is not collected at the time you purchase the item, then it is incumbent upon you to inform the tax people wherever you happen to live that you purchased something that was not taxed, and then you pay this use tax thing. And apparently the tax department in Vermont is trying to enforce the use tax that most Vermonters probably don't know about.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And it's actually really interesting because they actually, the whole reason the state of Vermont is sending these letters out to, well, let's continue on with the article.
Yeah, let's jump into the article. Where's this come from?
This is coming from Nowcast 5?
Okay.
Or NBC 5, I guess?
NBC 5, probably out of Burlington.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm not that familiar with it, but yeah, so basically in Vermont, or the Department of Taxes of Vermont, has sent 20,000 letters to Vermonters asking whether they're really paying all they owe in use tax.
I could just imagine this letter, to, you know, based just solely on the wording that you read there from the news. Dear Vermonter, have you paid us all of the use tax you owe? click here to find out more. You know, go to this website and we'll, you know, give you all the rules and regulations. I'm guessing it's probably not worded that way. It might be, we have reason to believe that you have purchased something from New Hampshire, which a lot of Vermonters drive to New Hampshire because no sales tax in New Hampshire. A lot of people from Maine drive to New Hampshire because, again, no sales tax in New Hampshire. So they're getting these letters, you know, basically saying, we think you owe us money.
Vermont in particular is going to have a problem because it's so close to New Hampshire. It's a small state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, it doesn't have the largest use tax or sales tax relative to some other states. So it would be interesting to see, like, Massachusetts. I don't know what Massachusetts is or New York, but it's probably higher, isn't it?
I'm not sure, and I think Massachusetts and New York also have municipal sales tax on top of whatever the state level.
It might be only if you're in New York City that there's a 9% or something like that.
I've heard that New York City's close to like 15 or 20.
Really? It's as high as Europe? Oh, wow.
That's what I've heard, and I've not looked to verify this.
So you know, it's funny.
In Birmingham, Alabama, where I grew up when I finally left, in the city of Birmingham, the sales tax was 11%. Some of the neighboring municipalities, it was as low as 6.
Wow.
Because Alabama, there's the state sales tax, counties get to add a sales tax, and then municipal governments get to add sales tax, and there are still some unincorporated parts of the county where you only have the state and the county tax. There is no municipal tax.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know there's. I'm trying to think where it is. I think it was Louisiana. I know they have a similar system, and
because you used to do business in Louisiana.
Yeah, something along those lines, and. Yeah, that was absolutely insane. So basically, if you're like any kind of mobile operation, there's a whole bunch of cities basically that are right next to each other.
Right.
There's three of them, and they have a state tax, they have a county, or no, I'm sorry, it's a parish tax, and then they have municipal or city tax, and so you'd have to collect three different taxes for each of the municipalities that you would operate in.
Yep.
Then you'd have to collect the county tax, and then you'd have to collect the state tax. And then it was even worse because there's these things called tax holidays, and they also tax things differently depending on, like, for example.
Is it a service, or is it a commodity? Is it even worse than a grocery?
It's even worse than that.
And you had said that there's some kind of thing about if you run a wire into a wall.
Yeah.
It's taxed at one rate. If you run it through a wall, it's a different rate.
Yes.
Absolutely ridiculous. And we'll jump back into this article about Vermont sending out these letters of, we think you didn't pay us enough use tax. Now, please snitch on yourself.
And they probably don't even know it either.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And did some checking, and apparently my numbers were off on what I was told the sales tax was for New York City. I was told it was close to 15%, but according to the New York City's Department of Finance website that shows the New York State and the New York City sales and use tax, website here says that the combined sales and use tax on most items, and again, there are a couple of things that don't apply here, but for most things, combined tax rate is 8.875%. So that means sales tax in New York City is actually less than the sales tax in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, tax on parking garages and storing of motor vehicles is just over 10% in Manhattan. There's a tax of about 18%, though there's also a resident parking tax exemption that winds up reducing that tax down to just over 10%. And also appears to be a hotel room occupancy tax that I'm still not entirely certain if that goes on top of the regular sales tax or if that is just the tax rate. And these are things that, you know, very, very confusing and not meant for the average person to understand. And the reason we're talking about tax rates is because the Vermont, Tax Department.
The Department of Taxes.
Is sending out letters to people saying, we think you might not have paid enough use tax. We'll get back into that article. But first, I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? One, you know, a financial system where there is no use tax? Well, not sure if Dash can actually wind up doing away with taxes, but it is a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low. Transactions are fast and, in some cases, can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. We'll get back into the article in just a second, but first, to the phones. We've got Carl calling in from California. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I've been in bad debt for, about 4 years now. And it's just hard because my really hampered me in my finance.
And the call screener wound up. Either the call screener dropped the guy or he hung up on himself. I did not actually click the drop button. I was intending to possibly, but yeah. If you're, I'm guessing that was a prank call. Sounded very much like a prank call.
Yeah.
I was curious just to see where it was going. But yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's actually, we barely scratched the surface.
I haven't even read the first line.
Of this article out of Vermont, I'm guessing out of Burlington, about the tax department sending out letters to some Vermonters saying, we think you might not have paid enough use tax.
Yep. The Department of Tax is mailing identified individuals who have made no use tax payments in the last 3 years. There's a new
page two.
Yeah. There's a new approach to I know, right? It's like I don't have my computer or my phone. It's I'm actually reading off a printed piece of paper here.
And the older people in the audience will basically catch the reference of what I said, page two, because do you remember Paul Harvey?
I don't.
Okay, so Paul Harvey was a radio news guy for ages, and he would do like a 30-minute news show where he would seamlessly flow from story into commercial to story, and at some point he would always say, and now page two, and then just keep reading the news, but he would always mention page two for some weird reason.
That's funny.
Yeah.
This is a new approach, Tax Commissioner Kaj Sampson said. It's a targeted education piece that is not going to every Vermonter, but is going to a target group based on their use tax history and other characteristics. So I'm gonna stop right here. So the whole reason they're doing this is because they have no effective way to actually enforce people paying the use tax. They don't even know who ordered stuff online. They don't know who went out of state and purchased stuff and brought stuff into the state.
Hold on. I've got a brilliant idea. And I'm putting my statism hat on right now, and I don't actually advocate for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But, someone who loves the state and thinks, well, you need to pay all the use tax that you owe, there's not a lot of bridges connecting New Hampshire and Vermont. So you could, in theory, have a Vermont state trooper or someone from the Department of Revenue sitting just on the Vermont side of the border, because the border technically is the Vermont side of the Connecticut River. So, just sit right there, right by where all the bridges come over. And if you see somebody with a Vermont plate, just automatically pull them over. We have reason to believe that you went shopping. We need to show us your receipts. Show us that you did not purchase anything in New Hampshire. And if you did, then you need to pay use tax right now. I'm from the Vermont Department of Taxation, and you got to pay your use tax, boy.
Yeah, pretty sure that's not constitutional. But
probably not, but, it's a theory.
There's already been rulings on it. That's why I'm just, saying probably
now,
not.
I know that there have been rulings on the Massachusetts State Police sitting in the parking lots of fireworks stands in New Hampshire, writing down license plates of Massachusetts people. Massachusetts got a very strongly worded letter from the New Hampshire government saying knock it off, and they wound up knocking it off. I know that there is, precedent on that, but, if they're wanting their money.
This is the thing. It's like, this is not a state, this is not an issue that's exclusive to Vermont.
Correct.
And it's happening all over the United States, and they're basically, what's going on is the whole reason Amazon actually started collecting tax was because California bullied them into it. The business model for Amazon used to be, don't operate from the states where you would then have to collect sales tax for at least as many customers as they could avoid not collecting sales tax.
And the reason, and there's probably some oversimplification in the explanation that I'm about to give here, so pardon that, but as I understand it, something that was basically the deciding factor for Amazon was the federal legislation called the Marketplace Fairness Act. And as we know, federal legislation always does the complete opposite of what they say. The Marketplace Fairness Act would not have been fair at all. It would have required every online retailer to wind up complying with up to 9,600 different taxing jurisdictions on every, you sold one item to this tiny little town in Iowa. You now have to figure out what the tax rules are in that one tiny little town of Iowa and either collect or not collect, blah, da, 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 da. Amazon was opposed to that because they didn't want it mandated at the federal level. And they basically came to some agreements with state governments of, okay, so we'll collect taxes in places where we have a distribution center, and because we want to provide stuff to people faster, we're going to set up more distribution centers, blah, 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 and it allows them to both, comply with creating the taxes because we're complying with the state laws, which we don't necessarily have a problem with, and we're getting people their stuff faster. So it has the same effect as if the Marketplace Fairness Act would have gone into effect, because the Marketplace Fairness Act was basically the tax Amazon bill, but they couldn't call it the tax Amazon bill. that, again, as I understand it, and it's probably a oversimplification of what actually happened, but that was the end result, to where Amazon started opening distribution centers in a lot of states and then collecting the sales tax in the states where there's a sales tax and they have a distribution center. More on this article out of Vermont, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Have you paid your use tax yet? I haven't.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.